If you wanted to follow sports news before the internet, before cable TV, even before radio, you would have read a newspaper. Commentator Frank DeFord remembers an old friend and colleague who wrote that news.
Bud Schrake started working at the Fort Worth Press in 1951 when newspapers ruled, especially what is called the sports whirl. The press has long since gone unmourned. But when Schrake worked there, he and his sports page pals like Dan Jenkins imagined they were the last live remnants of the front page, the Heck MacArthur play, which celebrated manic newspaper life. It was Fort Worth, but they called it their Chicago days. Sadly, Bud died Friday at this sad time when even the nation's best newspapers seemed to be holding on by a thread. So I suppose Bud Schrake's as good a representative as anyone of a whole era in sports print journalism. After all, he worked for the man Blackie Sherrod, who's generally hailed to be the best sports page editor, and then at Sports Illustrated for the man André Laguerre, who's the greatest magazine sports editor ever. And with an old golf pro, Bud wrote Harvey Penick's Little Red Book, which is the largest-selling sports book in history. Now, that's some trifecta. Of course, Schrake had one of those lives that couldn't be restricted to the friendly confines of the sports world. He wrote movies and novels, the last of which was entitled Custer's Brother's Horse. And let me tell you, it's a terrific yarn. And like most of his novels, this last one takes place in Texas. Bud was tall and laconic and carried something of Texas wherever he went. He was very good indeed with the ladies. He was going out with a stripper at Jack Ruby's club when Ruby gunned down Oswald. And in the last years of their lives, Bud and Governor Ann Richards were soulmates. He was buried next to her in Austin. As Texas as Schrake was, he and Jenkins longed for the big time, New York. Laguerre brought Jenkins in first, Schrake later, 1965. They fit right in, largely because Sports Illustrated under Laguerre was something of a last throwback to the front page. Trust me, I was there. Laguerre was a Frenchman who was plucked out of the channel off Dunkirk, near bleeding to death, and then became de Gaulle's press secretary. He was a beguiling continental who liked American sports writers with jagged edges. Laguerre conducted a lot of his business at the bar, and when his favorite closed, he chose Schrake for the magazine's most crucial assignment, find a proper new watering hole. Among other things, the chosen joint couldn't have a jukebox and had to give every drinker the fourth one on the house. It took Schrake a couple of weeks and a careful testing of about 100 bars, but ace reporter that he was, he found the saloon that pleased the boss. Laguerre always called the last drink of the evening the ABF. That, you see, followed one for the road. It meant absolute bloody final. I learned of Bud's death reading a newspaper on an airplane. I called the flight attendant over and asked for another drink. "But we'll be landing soon," she said. "I know," I said, "but I have to have an ABF for Bud Schrake."
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.